Hello, word nerds, and welcome to the dictionary hosted by me, Spencer. I got nothing, so let's just jump right into the words. Oh, is this? We're in February. It's February time. Okay, the first word is find, F-I-N-D, first form, verb, from before the 12th century. We are starting with transitive. Lots of definitions for find. 1A, to come upon, often accidentally, and the synonym is counter. Oh, I just encountered a bear on the street. I found a bear. That's the past form. And the present tense is finding. Just thought I would let you know about those. Why? How did we go from find to found? Why wasn't it finded? What a world we would live in if our past tense of find was finded. I finded it. Sound like an insane person. 1B, to meet up with. So I guess it's the example of where you're meeting up with is at a particular reception. Okay? The example is hoped to find favor. Hoped to find favor. I guess particular reception, that's not where. I thought of reception, like a reception for a wedding. No, this is like it's what you are getting. You are receiving a particular reception when you arrive. You arrive to a reception. People are like, oh my God, he's here. It's time to party. And that's the reception. You get a reception. But to meet with, yes, you are meeting with a reception. And because you hoped to find favor. Okay. Number 2A, to come upon by searching or effort. And the example is must find a suitable person for the job. To come upon by search, you have to put some effort into. You want a job, you have a job that needs to be filled with a person, a human, hopefully. And you got to put some effort into that. So you're finding them, searching for them, hunting them down. Number 2B, to discover by study or experiment, as in find an answer. You are also searching, hunting, putting some effort into how to get this answer. I'm finding it. I'm looking through the woods and through the bushes for this answer. Okay, number 2C is to obtain by effort or management, as in find the time to study. How do I find the time to do all the things that I need to do? I have a couple of projects that have taken a huge backseat in my life because I have not found the time to work on them because I have too many other things going on, like sleep. What was that one? To obtain by effort or management. Have to managing time, rearranging some stuff to fit this in. Number 2D, the synonyms are attain and reach, as in the bullet found its mark. It reached it, attained it. The bullet was like, I'm coming for you. And then it got there. Number 3A, to discover by the intellect or the feelings. That was an odd way to word that. To discover by the intellect or the feelings. The synonym is experience, as in find much pleasure in your company. That feels like such a, at least the way I said it, feels like such a plain way to say that. I find much pleasure in your company. I feel like an android. I have so much pleasure. I found it. Experiencing feelings, intellect. Yep. To discover by the feelings. You give me the feelings. I find them pleasurable. Okay, 3B. To perceive, to be in a certain place or condition, and who is being perceived, it's oneself, just you. To perceive oneself to be in a certain place or condition. There's no example. Maybe it's like, I find myself walking. 3C, to gain or regain the use or power of. The example is trying to find his tongue.
Oh my God, I can't find my tongue. Where's my tongue?
Okay, sorry, that was a bad joke. Trying to find his tongue, that's metaphorical, trying to find his voice, trying to find what he wants to say. Sometimes I almost literally am trying to find my tongue because my words get all funky wonky. To gain or regain the use or power of, or maybe literally, your tongue wasn't working and you're doing physical therapy to get your tongue working again. You gotta do your tongue exercises. Number 3D. To bring to a realization of one's powers or of one's proper sphere of activity. And again, this is about oneself, yourself. That was an interesting definition. To bring oneself to a realization of one's powers or of one's proper sphere of activity. The example is must help the student to find himself as an individual. Yes, we're all individuals. That was a quote from N.M. Pusey. So it's about finding yourself. Who are you? What's your identity? Realizing who you are, feeling confident in yourself. I think a lot of us are, it's like a constant lifelong thing to try to find yourself. I'm going to go on a journey. Going to go on a journey where I try to find myself. Well, why would I be finding myself in another part of the world? Because traveling and seeing other places and meeting other people makes you learn more about yourself. I still not have found myself, and I probably will never find myself. I've been hunting. I've been searching. Who am I? Nah, I think I found most of myself. 4A, the synonyms are provide and supply. Providing, supplying, giving a thing. Hey, you could have given me an example sentence here, I think. 4B, to furnish, especially as a condition of employment. And the thing that you're furnishing is room and board. To furnish room and board, especially as you're providing, similar to 4A, this is 4B, you are providing room and board, furnishing it for the person. It's a condition of employment. We will find you an apartment because we are hiring you for this job and shipping you across the world to go do this job. So we will find you a place to live. Basically, here's a place to live. We'll give you room and board. They're paying for your living expenses. That's pretty cool. Is that the proper example sentence? Number 5, to determine and make a statement about, and the examples are find a verdict and also found her guilty. They found her guilty of being so awesome. So they determined and made a statement about. So it's a two-step process. First, the trial was like, please explain to us why you think you are so awesome. And she does that. And then the other people are like, well, we would like to say why we think you are not awesome. And then the jury goes in the back room and they talk about it. And they think, well, some of us think she's awesome and some of us think she's not awesome. And so we got to go back and forth. And then finally, all of them determined that, yes, she is awesome. And then part two. This is the next part for the jury. They have to get up in front of everybody and say, we found her guilty of being awesome. Okay, now we have intransitive, which is to determine a case judicially by a verdict. I want to say judiciously, but no, that's a different word. There's more letters in that word. This is J-U-D-I-C-I-A-L-L-Y. I guess it's judicially. Judicially? Judicially. Why do I not know this word? I mean, it's related to, you know, the justice system and all that. To determine a case judicially by a verdict. The example is find for the defendant. So we had three examples that are dealing with this verdict thing. Find a verdict, found her guilty, and find for the defendant. The only one that makes sense to me is found her guilty, but just from like, it makes sense legally, but from a like English sentence perspective, I think that those other sentences are just, they sound weird to me. Findable is an adjective. Can you find it? Can you find all of the differences between these two photos? Can you find the hidden words, the hidden pictures? They are findable. There's a phrase, find fault, which is to criticize unfavorably. Can you criticize favorably? Is that like constructive criticism? But if you are doing it unfavorably, not nicely, then you are finding fault. Just looking for all the faults. You can find a lot of faults with me. Okay, let's look at the etymology. It's way down here at the bottom of the page. Finden, akin to the Old High German findon, which means to find. From the Latin pons, which means bridge. That's interesting. From the Greek pontos, which means sea, S-E-A, the water, the sea, the ocean, the lake. From the Sanskrit word patha, which means way or course. Ooh, this got very interesting. The etymology for find seems like it starts from a way, a course. You're taking a pathway. Pathway comes from patha, path. Then it leads you to a sea, and then you take the bridge over the sea. There's a bridge on my t-shirt right now. By the way, I don't know if I've worn this shirt on an episode yet. You have to see the bottom of it also. Oh my gosh. It's a mashup of two very different things. And I like silly shirts like this. So you took the bridge over the sea, and then you found your way. You found your path. I don't know. As you go down the path, you are finding, I don't know, lots of ways that you could go with this etymology. That's an interesting one. All right, now it's time for a sound effect, which is going to be meh. Now we have the second form of find, which is a noun from 1825. Number one, an act or instance of finding. That's a find. We did a find. You got a good find there. Number two, something found. This is the thing that was found. As to a valuable discovery. As in the example, an archaeological find. Oh boy, we were digging in the dirt and we found a live brontosaurus. That would be a find. Number two, B, a person whose ability proves to be unexpectedly good. That person is a find? Oh, wow, they are so talented. We did not expect them to be so good at their whistling. That's a find. Whew, we got a whistler here. Now we have finder. Noun from the 14th century. What a silly superhero or villain, the finder. All they do is find things. Number one, one that finds. Number two, a small astronomical telescope of low power and wide field attached to a larger telescope for finding an object. You got that? I need that finder. Can you please grab that finder and attach it to this larger telescope? That small telescope would help me find things so much easier. Low power, wide field. I guess, does it widen the field of the larger telescope so you can see more? I don't know. Number three, the synonym is viewfinder. You got a camera? got to look in the viewfinder to see what is happening. Let's see. Anything else? I don't think so. Meh. Now we have a fun word. It's three words. Fin de siècle. Fin de siècle. That's one way to say it. Another way seems maybe more accurate, which is fin de siècle. Fin de siècle. So, yeah, three words. Word number one, F-I-N. Word number two, D-E. Word number three, S-I-E-C-L-E. And the first E has the accent that goes, pew. Is that the grave accent? Okay, fin de siècle. Sure. Adjective from 1890, number one, of relating to or characteristic of the close of the 19th century and especially its literary and artistic climate of sophistication, world-weariness, and fashionable despair. Wow, you just brought me down, book. Boy. Okay. Well, let's read number two real quick. Of or relating to the end of a century. Just the end of a century is the fin de siècle. But this one, the first one, specifically is talking about the end of the 19th century, which is the end of the 1800s, going into the 1900s. And what were they feeling? Well, there was literary and artistic. The literary and artistic climate had sophistication. They were very sophisticated. Wow, I think my nose is... I'm breathing funny. My nose is a little clogged. So there was sophistication. Literature had gotten very cool. Artistry had gotten great. But there was also world weariness. Oh, I'm just so tired of the world. I can't handle the world, man. I'm, like, weary from, like, traveling the world in 80 days. And also, fashionable despair? Despair. I have despair over all of the fashions because we're too covered up? I don't know. Very interesting. What is the etymology? What does this siècle mean? It's end of something. It's end of. End of the century. That's literally all it means. Siècle is century. Yeah, and it's from 1890. They were like, oh my gosh, 10 more years until the 20th century. We're feeling despair and weariness, so we need a term for this. Oh, I know. Let's just call it end of century. Oh, yeah, that works. Fin de siècle is also a noun. Well, I lived through a fin de siècle 25 years ago. We had the end of a century. And I hope to live through another fin de siècle. And I hope that we have less world weariness or fashionable despair at the next fin de siècle. Ugh. Meh. Next word is finding. Noun from the 14th century. Number 1A. The act of one that finds. The finder is finding. They're doing a finding. Oh, I found it! Number 1B, the synonym, is the number 2 definition for the word find, which, if this is the noun, this would be, something found. The finding. What were your findings when you did that scientific experiment to see if rats can blow bubbles? Number 2, this is plural, small tools and supplies used by an artisan. And examples of this artisan, possibly, could be a dressmaker, a jeweler, or a shoemaker. So their tools, the things that they use to make dresses, make jewelry, or make shoes, or lots of other types of artisans, their tools and stuff are the findings? That's an interesting way to use that word, because it's like, You are finding the art, finding the thing, finding the creation as you use these tools. Ah, that's a very interesting way to use that. And I would not have thought about that. I've never heard this used that way. What are the shoemaker findings? Probably elves. Number 3A, the result of a judicial examination or inquiry. They have to, the result, so when the judicial people examine things, do their asking their questions, their inquiries, they are, the result of that is the finding. So is that like when the person is on the stand and they do, they ask their questions, then the result of that is their finding? But then later, the jury does a finding also. 3B, maybe this is that one, the results of an investigation. Yeah, this one is usually used in plural. What are the findings of the investigation when you are looking to see if she was awesome or not? Meh. Find out, two words. This is a verb from the 13th century starting with transitive. Number one, to learn by study, observation, or search. The synonym is discover. What shall we discover today? What will we discover about ourselves when we find ourselves? What will we find out about ourselves as we go about our day? And somebody comes at us with a knife. What will you find out? Number 2A, to catch in an offense, like a crime. A crime is like an offense. To catch in an offense, the example is, the culprits were soon found out because they left evidence everywhere. When you are watching movies and TV shows, do you yell at the TV like my wife and I do, where we're like, you are leaving fingerprints everywhere? What are you doing? Be smarter, please. You are going to get found out. Number 2B. To ascertain the true character or identity of, the example is, the informer was found out. You're not supposed to know who the informer is. It's supposed to be secret. There is a game called Mafia, and there is the informant. Is that what they're called? The informant, the investigator, the, I think they're the informer. And you're not supposed to know who they are. You're finding out who they are. How is this one different? The first one was about crime, and this one is about the identity, the true character of the informer. Okay, informer, that's a song. Intransitive for find out is to discover, learn, or verify something, as in, I don't know, but I'll find out for you. That is a good thing to do. If somebody comes at you and they're like, hey, what about this thing? And you're like, I don't know, and you just leave it at that. Maybe if you have the ability to find out the answer, you can add this second part, which is, but I will find out for you. I will make that effort. I will see what I can do to get the answer that you are looking for. I think that's very helpful. Thank you, and you're welcome. Meh. We're on our last word. We got two forms here. It's the word fine. Fine, F-I-N-E. First form is the noun from the 13th century. Number one is obsolete. The synonyms are end and conclusion. Well, this seems related to final and fin, fond. It's the end. Number two, a compromise of a fictitious suit used as a form of conveyance of lands. And I don't know what that means. A compromise of a fictitious suit? A suit here, is this like a legal suit? Not a suit that you wear? That suit that you're wearing is fake. It's fictitious. No, a fictitious suit used as a form of a conveyance of lands. I don't know what this means. It's a fine. I mean, it seems related to the fine that you pay. But I think this is, I don't know. Number 3A, a sum imposed as punishment for an offense when you parked at that spot for way too many hours, you might get a fine. If you drive through a stop sign, just don't stop. Never stop, never stopping at the stop sign, you might get a fine. 3B, a forfeiture or penalty paid to an injured party in a civil action. Yeah, that's similar. That's why it's 3A and 3B. Yes, I've had to definitely pay fines. I've had to pay parking fines. Like, we got street cleaning and I forget and I leave the car there and I'm like, oh, darn it. I have to pay way more money than I would like to pay. I wouldn't like to pay any money. I would like to pay $0 for this fine, but now you're making me pay all these dollars and I don't like that because of my own fault. It's very irritating. But how would the city survive without all of my parking fines? I always find it crazy when, you know, like athletes or very like big rich people, whatever, are get charged fines of like thousands, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars. I'm like, sorry, that's a lot of money. But they're like, meh. Like, I don't know, I feel like I've heard of basketball players who, like, do something on the court, and then they have to pay, like, $50,000 as a fine, and it's, like, nothing to them. What a way to live! Okay, in fine is a phrase which means in short. Is this like when you're summing up your thing? In fine, TLDR, too long, didn't read, I would like to say that she is awesome. I don't know. In fine, I don't know how to use that word, that phrase. Meh. Now we have the second form of fine, which is a verb, a transitive verb from 1559, and it is to impose a fine on and also punish by a fine. So you are, this is when the parking ticket person, what are they called? The meter maid, the parking attendant, whatever term they have. They are fining you. Oh, if I'm just going to drop off a thing at the post office, I pull up my car and I'm like, I really hope that the person isn't going to fine me for sitting here. I put my blinkers on. Isn't that enough? Please don't fine me. One time I was at a restaurant and our car was right in front and I saw them come up and they were giving me a ticket and I was like, hey, what? I thought I paid the thing. And then they were like, no, you didn't. And I was like, but I did the thing. And they were like, the license plate is this. And I'm like, oh, crap, but my license plate is this. I had messed up my license plate in the parking app. And that was my fault. And I had to pay the fine. And I felt very stupid. Okay, that's it. We have more forms of the word fine in the next episode. So why don't you come back and check those out, if you please. So now it is time for the word of the episode. Today we had find, finder, fin de siècle, finding, find out, fine and fine. I think I will just pick fin de siècle. I hope I'm saying that okay. That's going to be the word of the episode, FINDESIECLE. That's the word of the episode. Let's sing a song about it. A very terrible Spencer song. Fin de siècle, fin de siècle. I'm so weary of the world at the end of this century. It's the fin de siècle. All the fashions are despairing me. But also we have sophistication. Okay, that's it. Enough of that. Let's go to the movie list, which I shall bring up post haste quite quickly. What did we watch? Let's see. We watched that. I mentioned that. Did I mention Nosferatu? Yes, I think I did. Did I? Yes, I did. Then we watched Juror Number 2, which, a very interesting and engaging movie, directed by Clint Eastwood. I feel like I sort of have mixed feelings about Clint Eastwood as a director. There was one of his movies that I really did not like, but a lot of people love it. So is it my fault? I don't know. Who cares? But this one, it's just like, oh, this is getting really interesting. And I can't tell you what the legal findings were. What did they find? Did they find the person guilty or innocent? I shall never tell. You'll just have to watch the movie. But yeah, ooh, it got real interesting. And sometimes we yelled at the TV, and then sometimes we were like, oh, all right, yeah, I see what's going on. But I think it's worth a watch. Juror number two, Rural Juror. All right, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for checking out this show. Please go ahead and share it and subscribe and download and watch the videos and all the stuff, please and thank you. This has been Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye. Yeah.